The project that I work on is all around youth-led accountability for the Sustainable Development Goals. We're here to kind of monitor what governments are saying with regards to sexual and reproductive health and rights and HIV, to support youth participation in these processes as well. We want to kind of make sure that all young people can access stigma-free, non-judgmental sexual and reproductive health care. We really need to tackle the legal and policy barriers that are preventing that.
Ruben, would you be able to identify partners?
One partnership that has really taken off as part of the Uproot agenda has been between youth advocates and medical students. So basically, these students are the future health workforce. And what we're seeing that when it comes to people living with HIV and people from key populations, including gay men and transgender and drug users, is that most cases of discrimination happen in the healthcare. These youth advocates have begun a partnership with the International Federation of Medical Students, which is representative of millions of young doctors across the world, to sensitize and make sure that they're ready to know how to treat young key populations and young people living with HIV without being stigmatizing or judgmental and so on. So this is the type of very pragmatic sort of partnerships that we're looking for through this agenda.
Haley, what would you consider a highlight from the political forum?
One thing that's been really exciting for us is on Monday there was a full-day event called the Partnership Exchange, and it was held in the General Assembly Hall, and it was throughout the day highlighting different examples of the role of partnerships in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. And there was a session specifically on partnerships to further Goal 3, which was on health and well-being for all, and on 5, which is gender equality. And the Pact was actually selected as one of 6 partnerships that were featured on the panel. And so we were really able to showcase our work both with Act 2030, with the new Uproot agenda, and with some of our other partnerships. And that was really exciting for us as the only youth-led partnership on that panel. For us to be up there on the General Assembly Hall stage kind of talking about our work was really exciting for us.
Ruben, how would you say that the HIV epidemic can be successfully tackled?
I think that through Uproot agenda, what we're seeing is that young people are really taking the lead to make sure that when it comes to HIV, we need to really tackle the root causes that put young people at risk. And doubling our efforts when it comes to tackling discrimination, exclusion, human rights violations, violence, and so on. Through the HIV response and through this agenda, we see young people taking the leadership again and tackling the issues that require long-term interventions and are impossible to tackle, but young people are very determined to do so. And this agenda is a clear example of it.